and welcome to this podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline Leaf. Today, we're going to be talking about sleep and the impact of sleep on healthy eating and our food choices. This is a really important subject, and it's something I get asked about all the time. One of the major questions that people ask me is, you know, what does sleep do in our body and in our brain, and how does it affect our mind? And then is there the ideal amount of hours that we should sleep? And it's quite a controversial subject because for years we've been told that we should sleep for at least 6 to 8 hours, and the younger you are, the more sleep you need. And yes, that is definitely true. But the other very important point about sleep is that each and every one of us has our own unique biological clock. So you need to kind of work with that clock. And yes, there's a lot of things that can impede our sleep, and we definitely need to address those. But we mustn't get ourselves into a panic that I'm not sleeping, therefore all these terrible things are going to happen in my brain and my body, because that in itself will keep you awake. So it's quite important that you just get in a rhythm with your natural sleeping pattern. And how do you do that? Well, eating clean in the way that I've been teaching you on this whole podcast series about Think and Eat Yourself Smart, and then the tips that I have in my book on Think and Eat Yourself Smart, as well as my online program, 63 Days to Think and Eat Yourself Smart. All these things are going to help such a lot in getting you to sleep well. And then my other books, Switch on Your Brain, How to Detox Your Mind, Understanding Yourself, The Perfect You. These are all going to contribute to good sleeping patterns, because ultimately sleeping well and achieving the benefits of sleep is based on how you are thinking. So let's talk about what we need sleep for. First of all, we need sleep to regenerate our brain and our body. So when we're sleeping at night, our brain and our body regenerate. We also need sleep to regenerate our mind. So at nighttime, we kind of go into a housekeeping mode in our mind. And that's where we're sorting out the thoughts that we have built during the course of the day. It's kind of like a housekeeping mode where toxic thoughts are sorted out, because they leave kind of a toxic waste in the brain, and where we consolidate memories and we stabilize information. So it's a very important function in terms of physically regenerating the brain and body, and also sorting out our mind and preparing it for the next day. So it's also very important for cleaning up memory and consolidating memory. So it's getting rid of the toxic thoughts to a certain extent, or making you aware of them through your dreams and so on, and then cleaning up memory. We cannot think good thoughts without good sleep. So you will find, and I'm sure you have experienced this, that when you don't sleep well, that it really impacts your ability to feel positive. You know, it might be that you can go one night without sleep, but if you go consistently without sleep, or with lack of good quality sleep, where you don't get, you know, you've got to get into that deep sleep, then it definitely would affect your thought life. It'll definitely affect all kinds of ways, decision making and so on. So you can't think good thoughts without sleep. We also can't digest food properly without good sleep. So if we constantly don't have a good sleeping pattern, you will find that you probably do experience digestive issues and bloated stomachs and diarrhea and constipation and irritable bowel syndrome, and find that you seem to be allergic to foods or not tolerating foods. And, you know, we have to reevaluate what we're doing with our sleep. Sleep plays a very, very important role in digestion. The lack of sleep has actually been associated, interestingly enough, with junk food cravings. So people's desire for junk food increases with the less sleep that they have. There have been a lot of studies showing a direct correlation between the lack of sleep and junk food cravings. Also, our food desires get confused. And this is a very interesting one, because our bodies naturally know what they need. And if you're eating a clean diet and you're sleeping sufficiently, you will find that your body recognizes when it needs certain foodstuffs. But when we don't sleep properly, we definitely confuse our food desires. So we think that we need something when we don't, or we don't recognize when our body suddenly needs something. You know those cravings that you suddenly get? And I'm not talking about junk food cravings. I'm talking about when you eat a healthy diet and you just have to have that apple. You just really know you've got to have that kale salad. You just feel your body needs it. So our body, when we eat a clean diet and it's a detoxed body, we will recognize with our mind, we will recognize and be able to read what our body needs in that moment. Especially if you're traveling or moving around or under different levels of stress, etc., our body needs different nutrients to cope with those situations. Also, the lack of sleep confuses this, and the lack of sleep can also increase weight gain. So it can fuel, and we're going to see how that actually happens. In one particular study, people who were deprived of just one night's sleep, they spent more money on MAD-like modern American diet, MAD-like food products that were loaded with empty calories, and they bought more grams of food the following day. So this all happened the following day. So they went without a night of sleep, and what they found was that they spent more money on bad food, on processed junk food, and that were loaded with empty calories. An empty calorie is something that's not going to give you nutrition, but it is going to give you extra weight that you don't want, and it's not going to make you feel good either. And they bought more grams of food the following day as well. The researchers also found that there were higher levels of the hormone ghrelin, and ghrelin is a hormone in the brain which increases hunger. And basically, when you have too much of this hormone, you're going to be more hungry. So in other words, what this means is that going without a night of sleep, just one night of sleep, will upset the ghrelin balance, the hormone ghrelin balance in your brain, which will then cause you to increase the amount of food you eat the following day. So our hormone system gets messed up and we eat too much. So a lack of sleep can potentially make you actually hungrier and increase your risk of unhealthy weight gain, because the desire is that you're hungrier and that you go more for the instant sort of gratification foods, that sugary, high fat, high salt, high sugar foods. So there's a lot of research showing that there's a significant correlation between the lack of sleep and sleep deprivation and obesity. And it's got a lot to do with the hormone system being messed up and the desires for cravings for the modern American diet like junk food. These fMRI studies also show us that the lack of sleep impacts higher order thinking. So we find this lack of sleep reduces activity in the front part of your brain. All of your brain is always active, but when you very consciously and deliberately and intentionally thinking, self-reflection, introspection, self-control, decision-making, all that kind of stuff, asking, answering, discussing, there's a higher burst of activity in the front of your brain. Now, the research has shown that when you are, if you're sleep deprived, that this is reduced. The activity in the front of the brain is reduced, which means the efficiency of your higher order thinking is also affected. So not only are you going to choose the wrong foods, but your thinking is not going to be at the same intellectual level that it should be when you have sleep. A lack of sleep also affects the neuroendocrine system. So that's the endocrine system in the brain, and the endocrine system controls your hormones. And basically, this leads to, it leads to a whole mess up in our appetite, and that can actually decrease our insulin. And when insulin is decreased, we can have and increase our insulin resistance. So not just decrease insulin, but we can also find that our insulin resistance is increased, and this can lead to type 2 diabetes. So a lack of sleep can literally lead to type 2 diabetes because insulin is affected. Because you see, it tracks back, you don't sleep well, your neuroendocrine system is affected, your insulin is affected, and you're at increased risk for type 2 diabetes. The other thing that's super interesting is that there's something called social jet lag. Now, when we think of jet lag, we think of what happens when you cross time zones when you're flying, but you get something also called social jet lag. And social jet lag is actually a syndrome, and it's related to a mismatch between the body's internal clock. You have an internal clock in your body and the harsh realities of our very, very busy rush, hurry, sickness lifestyle. So if you have a mismatch between your body's internal clock and how you're rushing around during the day, that can mess up your basic metabolism, and you get this social jet lag syndrome, and that can contribute as well to obesity, to weight gain, by upsetting our sleeping patterns. So you get the social jet lag, bad sleeping patterns, and then for all those reasons, when you don't sleep, it can lead to weight gain, bad food choices, lack of good thinking, etc. So even though our brains do love the speedy rush of modern day life, we really need to make sure that we're doing busy well so that we match our internal body clock with what we're actually doing. So we need to be very focused and deliberate about that. I say a lot more about this in my book, Switch on Your Brain, in terms of doing busy well. Our brains change after chronic sleep deprivation. So when we don't have a lot of sleep, and I'm talking about chronic, so like let's say that you go for 1 or 2 days without sleep, you're going to start moving into chronic sleep deprivation, and that actually causes a major change inside of our brain. And then that will affect our metabolism, and then that will affect how well we are going to digest our food as well. So all of these things, as you can see, are related. So we can't overlook the role of sleep and eating. And ultimately, the combination of hunger and poor decision making can create a perfect storm, which when it comes to it in our daily food choices. Keeping a regular sleep pattern is therefore really important for good thinking habits and good food choices. Thank you for joining me. I'm Dr. Caroline Lee.